I don't get quick results with the spying game. And by the time Joshua is dressed in dove gray, I'm at my wit's end. He has sensed my heightened interest in his activities, and he has become even more furtive and suspicious. I'll have to coax him out. I'm never going to see the pencil in motion if all he does is half frown at his computer. I start a game I call You're Just So, and it goes like this. You're just so... never mind. I sigh. He takes the bait.
Handsome, intelligent. No, wait. Superior to everyone? You're coming to your senses, Lucinda.
Joshua locks his computer and opens his planner, one hand hovering over the cup with the pens and pencils. I hold my breath. He frowns and slaps the planner shut. The gray shirt should make him look like a cyborg, but he ends up looking handsome and intelligent. He's the worst. You're just so predictable. Somehow I know this will cut him deep. His eyes become slits of hatred.
Oh, am I? How so?
You're Just So basically gives both players free rein to tell the opponent how much they hate each other. Shirts, moods, patterns, people like you can't succeed. If you ever acted out of character and surprised me, I'd die of shock.
Am I to take this as a personal challenge?
He looks at his desk, apparently deep in thought. I'd like to see if you attempt it. You're just so inflexible.
And you're just so flexible?
Very. I fell right into that one. And it's true. I could get my foot up to my face right now. I recover by raising an eyebrow and looking up at the ceiling with a smirk. By the time I lock eyes with him again, my mouth is a neutral little rosebud, mirrored off 100 glittering surfaces.